Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ, brought to you by Crossnor School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnor.org. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Our guest on Local Focus this morning, Bill Ramsey, Friends of the Library. Bill Ramsey, you are quite a friend of the library.
Well, I try to be. I'm currently president of the Friends, and that gives me a seat on the library board, and both are a privilege more than a duty for me. So,
well, it's along with you and a number of other volunteers that make this happen. And, of course, the Friends of the Library, it's all there to support our library system, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you use the word system. It is a system-wide support. You know, we're fortunate in this county to have a main branch, which has extreme capability,
yeah,
but five branches around the collar of our county, making for convenient access and a real sense of community out in the branches. We love our branch libraries.
I have got to say, after learning more and interviewing folks from the library and you as well, seeing our library system keeping up with the changes has been really pretty exciting. A library that is nothing but the Dewey Decimal System in books anymore, I can only imagine, can only last for so long. But keeping up with technology and changes.
Well, and recently, the library achieved a grant, which we're going to match some dollars with the grant writer or the grant grantor for RFID, radio frequency identification, which will do marvelous things for operating efficiency within the library.
And say that again. What's that?
RFID, radio frequency identification. So you're right. The library is keeping up. You got to be keeping up with technology or you get run over from behind. And the Friends has done that recently with the introduction of our new website with a video which tells the story of the Friends of the Library right on the home page. But the Friends of the Library now has Facebook capability. We use for control of our own dialogue within the organization, Dropbox, all kinds of, of capabilities.
Wow.
And you can sign up on the website to do a couple of things that we never were able to do before when we had the old site up and operating. You can donate dollars, which we dearly love to have people do. Small gifts are as appreciated as large ones. You can become a member for $10 a year right on the website. And you can volunteer to help us out. We run an operation that requires over 100 volunteers. Some of those folks work year-round, a few hours a week, 2 or 3 hours a week. Others work only on sale days, but we appreciate and need all of them, and we could always use more.
So speaking of sale, the big Friends of the Henderson County Library fall book sale is coming.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a huge sale.
It is. Over 100,000 items, all cleaned and carefully sorted and shelved by category, with expert volunteers at the end of each shelf so that folks who come through the doors can quickly get to the area that greatly interests them and be helped in finding the choices that they'd like to make. And I got to tell you, the most exciting department out there on at 1940 Spartanburg Highway next to Dollar General, that's where our big building is located.
Right.
The most exciting department is to see children being brought in by their parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
They hit that door with a box in their hands, and they load that box, and they're just all smiles. It's like Christmas come early.
Wow. So what are some things we'll find at the Friends of the Library book sale?
We'll find books. We'll find rare books and collections. We'll find CDs and DVDs. And a few VHSs, although those are beginning to be phased out because folks just don't use VHS.
Right.
But we'll make this year about $100,000 for the library and provide additional services through our outreach programs. So we're trying to help knit the library together and make it even more successful. Our sale is one of the largest in the country, especially in the Southeast in particular. And our library is certainly highly ranked, one of the very tops in the entire state of North Carolina. And that comes from this marriage of Friends of the Library volunteers and members making a difference in what I like to call transforming the lives of library patrons.
Mm-hmm.
And if ever you want to see a mix of this community, park your car in the main branch lot, stand by the back door and watch the comings and goings. Everybody in this town loves that library. We've got 115,000 citizens in the county. Over 74,000 of them are active cardholders.
Wow.
And that's an amazing number.
Absolutely it is. But again, that's also because of what the library is doing itself and what the Friends of the Library are doing to help support, to stay on top of things, to stay, to continue to provide things that people want to take to be a part of.
Absolutely. And we really should give a tip of the hat to the county commissioners, because certainly without the support that they have shown for the library system over the years, a lot of this, and maybe none of it, would be possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, between live music or between audiovisual or computers or just books themselves,
absolutely.
Our library is fantastic.
Yep.
So this, did you say this fall book sale is going to raise about $100,000?
We have a spring sale as well.
Okay, gotcha.
The total for the year will be about $100,000.
That's incredible.
And we're careful how we spend it. It's, but we get a lot of mileage. I want to point out one thing.
Yeah.
The Friends has no paid staff. When I say volunteers, I mean volunteers.
Yeah.
And folks need to get to that website and learn more about us.
So let's give them the website, and then we'll do it again. The website is friendsofthehcpl.org. Of course, HCPL, Henderson County Public Library.
Correct.
That's all one word, friendsofthehcpl.org. Or just type in Friends of the Library,
and it'll
find you. So let's talk about the sale. Let's talk about the specifics of the sale now.
Okay. September 7th is Members Day. That's later this week, and I'm sure everybody's exhausted from all the fun they've had this past weekend. But
So grab a book.
rest up a little bit and come on out and get a book, and you can really relax. But Members Day may sound like an exclusive opportunity to have first look at all those 100,000 items that we've got on the shelves. It's not. You can come out on Members Day and become a member for $10 a year.
And then start shopping.
Excellent. The first day.
Excellent.
Then on the 8th and 9th, we have the regular price weekend. The 14th and 15th, we have half price. And on the 22nd, which is a
22nd? Yes, 22nd.
I don't have my reading glasses.
$6 fill a box day.
Fill a box for $6. So there are bargains galore. And everything, as I say, has been carefully sorted. We don't have books that should not be there because they're moldy or have torn pages. And we're careful to price them very, very affordably.
That takes a lot of volunteer hours to make that happen.
Goodness. But the joy those volunteers have is apparent when you look around the room, and especially as we head into this sale. The shelves were full. The last day we were out there making sure that everything was just right, the smiles on the faces of volunteers said it all. It was payday for all of us. By the way, we now take credit cards.
Okay.
That's a breakthrough, along with some of the other technology changes that we made, and a lot of people applaud our doing that. We did that in May at the spring sale, and it was a hit then.
Sure.
It will be again.
So obviously the way this works, it begins September 7th with Members Day, then you got regular price weekend, then you got half price weekend, then you got fill a box day. So it's a reason to keep going back. You want to go early to get the best choices, but then you want to keep going because you're going to get some really great deals the longer it goes.
And we have a lot of people that do that.
Oh, I bet.
See them every weekend.
So we can find out all the information on that by going to friendsofthehcpl.org.
Correct.
Or just type in your surveillance surf engine. Use DuckDuckGo if you can. Type in Friends of the Library and you can get that information.
Absolutely.
Also, keep it tuned here to the queue. We'll continue to spread that word as well. And let me ask you, Bill, the dollars that are raised through these book sales, what does that go to help the library do?
We have programs that we pay the performers or speakers to conduct for us. We buy books and CDs and DVDs. We help support grants that are important to the library. There's a whole variety of things, and we always plan for those with the library director, Trina Rushing, and her staff, so that we're sure that the dollars are being spread as effectively as they can to targeted needs.
Fantastic. Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale. It's beginning coming up this coming Friday, September the 7th. And then regular price weekend on the 8th and 9th. The very next weekend is the 14th and 15th. It's half price weekend. And then September 22nd is $6 fill a box day. And again, Friends of the Library location is on Spartanburg Highway right next to the Dollar General. You can't miss it. Just look for the volunteer sheriffs out there directing traffic.
Absolutely. Hey, we have to thank Mark, too, because this station does a phenomenal job in support of community events, and much appreciation for what you do.
Thank you, sir. We have a full staff here that believes the rising tide raises all ships.
You bet.
Bill, thank you so much. With Friends of the Library, we appreciate it. Good luck in the book sale, and thanks for all the work you do to help keep our library system so strong and so vibrant.
Local Focus is brought to you by Crossnore School and Children's Home, where miracles happen every day. Crossnore.org. To have your organization featured on Local Focus, visit WTZQ.com and click Contact.